There's something about listening to Jonathan Schwartz. I guess I made my whole career out of imitating him. And I hear Roscoe was on the other day, too. Jonathan Schwartz and Roscoe were great inspirations to me. Here I am at WNEW-FM, and I'm very honored to have been called back after... it's been 9 years since I've been on this radio station. As a matter of fact, the first time I was on the air on WNEW-FM, I haven't said W in 9 years, was on an evening not that different than this one, except it was April, but the weather was the same. And I was going to do the mornings. I was brought in from what was considered then to be one of WNEW-FM's farm teams, and where they groomed me. I was brought in to do mornings, but I was given the opportunity to do a nighttime program because a gentleman by the name of Zacherly, whom I'm sure you all remember, and who also was... will be on a week from today. Fabulous. Tune in. He's good. Was here, and he was one of my childhood idols. I grew up watching him on Shock Theater on Channel 7. We're talking about the early 60s, I think. The late 50s, early 60s, showing the old Dracula movies. And he had, you know, Gasport and all that stuff, these horrible gelatin-type disgusting brains and cauliflowers. Whatever. That was very, very hip. And actually, it was very groovy, which is a word also we used to use back then in the days when flute dirges were considered to be boogies. But he was taking the night off, and they put me on. And Richard Neer, who, as I said before, lived with me in this apartment over a bakery in Island Park, a place that we both developed the beginnings of what later turned into gigantic paunches, We went to a Chinese restaurant where we sat nervously. Neer was going to have his chance the next night, but he was getting nervous early. He was, for me, getting nervous for me. He had diarrhea for the next 12 days as a result of the experience. Well, tonight, before we came here, and he's in the background here laughing at me. Of course, he didn't get old. He stayed here. We went to the same Chinese restaurant and relived the experience after something like 10 or 11 years. It's 1982. Now you may wonder where I've been. I'm the guy who's been selling hot dogs downstairs on the corner, watching kidding. I'll tell you later where I've been. But I went on to become what's called the morning man after Pete Fornatel moved to middays, 10 to 2, and Jonathan Schwartz. It's Schwartz, Jonathan. Schwartz, young man. When Jonathan Schwartz moved to the evenings, welcome to them. And I had a theme song, right? That's when we used to use theme songs in radio, and it went something like this.
Don't be concerned about what is good. You must have heard the things that you should have heard to really be happy.
This is the part of the song I would come on and start doing things like, what a beautiful morning it is. Aren't you glad to be alive? Look at the way the sun is shining on the Empire State Building as you drive your car along the Long Island Expressway to come to work, where you're going to see your friends and associates and have a great day, or go to school and learn things because it's hip to be intelligent. I don't know do they say that on the radio anymore in New York? You learn things, or is it cool to be an airhead? See, I don't live here anymore. I was sent off to Indianapolis. I know a lot of people who have been, but no, that didn't happen to me. Actually, that was by a group called the New York rock and roll ensemble, which they were pretty popular here in New York. I don't think they were very well known elsewhere. Only then we didn't know what was really popular, because there wasn't that much of a concern in those days for the statistics that accompany that which becomes hit music. It was more of just what you liked, and what every station had its own community in terms of listenership and the songs. They called them turntable hits, as opposed to over-the-counter, you know, sales-type hits. Well, nowadays records hardly sell anyway, so it's sort of returning to that original concept. But they were a group that was very popular here among WNEW FM's listeners back in the early 70s, when I used to play that as somewhat of a morning theme song, much to the displeasure of most of the other people in the behind the scenes here. Actually, it is kind of an annoying piece of music, but then again, I knew a lot less about quality than I can. I don't know. It was, but it was by that group, and they had some innovations, in as much as they had cellos and string instruments within their lineup. But then they changed, and they became the New York Rock Ensemble. They changed their name. I think they even did one of our free concerts. I think they did the concert we did at Prospect Park, when the station used to do free concerts with such unknowns as the Jefferson Airplane and the Beach Boys. I have my cue card here. What is this? There's a little... Is this a party station? Let's boogie! We're gonna rock tonight, kids. I was listening to Jonathan before, and I was thinking about some of the songs we used to play. He was playing Rhinoceros, the incredible string band. These are still in the library here. Are these still hits in New York?
Big ones.
Big records? Who are some of the other ones? Jake Holmes. Do you remember him? Jake and the Family Jewels. Are they still around? How about Buzzy Linhart? Buzzy Linhart. Remember those? He made a new record, didn't he? Yeah. And then there's, of course, the old Bob Dylan records, which we used to play a lot. But, you know, we used to play things on this radio station that were considered incredibly groovy, which translates to, I don't know if you can say this in New York, bitchin'. Can you say that in New York? Is that legal here? Okay. We played some bitchin' records by such heavy-duty naturalists. Well, no, naturalist is a nudist. Not naturalists, just people of the earth, such as John Denver. Back when this radio station was the new groove, John Denver was, I think, debuted here by Pete Fornatel. And who else? Peter, Paul, and Mary was still played. That's right, they were very hip. We'd play Old Association. The Blues Project. Thank you. Who else? Rhinoceros. I forgot about that. Apricot Brandy. I couldn't remember it, and yet it comes right back to you, every note. Well, almost every note. I can't hear the highs anymore. Yeah, I can't do that. But I left here then. I played around on the radio here and there a little bit for a little while. But then I went to California, originally to San Diego, where I spent 2.5 years of culture shock. Here in the morning, I would get up at 4:30, drive from my suburban home on Long Island to Queens, where I would park in Long Island City, because it was the last free spot on the street to park, because it would take a month's salary to park in the... Gene Clavin, who worked at WNEW AM, was able to afford to park in the parking lot. I had to park on the other side of the river because we were FM and not as real on any level. So I would park at 5:35 a.m. Here I'm on the air at 6, and I think Allison Steele was on the All Night doing the Nightbird show, which was definitely a groundbreaking, wonderful performance. And then Richard Neer followed that when Allison moved. And then and Richard Neer, who is my lifelong best friend, and although we don't see each other anymore, that's how we remain friends, he would be on the overnight program, and he would stretch for me when I'd be late. I'd park in Long Island City, and I would take the subway train with all of the United States Post Office workers, because then we were on Park Avenue, right by Grand Central Station, right by the big post office. And I would take the train in with them, get off at Grand Central Station on the subway, on that Queens train, for what was then, I think, 30 cents. What is it now, about a buck?
75 cents.
Whew, buck and a quarter to go over the bridge. Couldn't believe that. I remember when it was a quarter back when I used to live here. It's getting bad here, folks. Mm-hmm. It's move. Leave while you can. No. And I would then walk, hopscotching, jumping over all the bodies of the people that would be sleeping all over Grand Central Station on newspapers. It's not, that's no joke, and I'm sure it still exists, even back then, which in that economy, that was a great economy. I mean, those were, compared to these days, folks, the good old days. And finally get to the station just in time as the news was ending, and I would begin the program with that song you heard before, and do things like weather and time and say nice, uplifting things. I went to San Diego, to make a long story long, as I said before, and had culture shock because the station that I worked at had a parking lot for its employees that was free, which was an absolute luxury. Now, I know that sounds outrageous. I could get up, instead of getting up at 4:30, I'd get up at 10 to 6, fall out of bed, drive in, park my car. And the hippies that lived there, and everybody were hippies in those days, were different breed of hippies, very different than New York hippies, the San Diego hippies, and I'd go on the radio. Then I later moved to Los Angeles, and I went through a lot of changes, and I'll tell you more about what I do on the radio out there, because I still am on the radio in Los Angeles, although you may have heard me on some specials and things that have popped up on other stations. Although you, as NEW listeners, never listened to other stations. I know that. I realize that. And I changed my lifestyle radically. First, I grew my hair real long and had it straightened and bleached blonde. And if this were television, you can see I have long blonde hair. I bleached the hair on my arms. I got myself chains, rings, and I started using words like for sure, bitchin'. I start hanging out with some real beautiful people. And today, I mean today, now after living out there for 9 years, I'm absolutely together.
Keep in mind the dream's so nice. Walk of the night that seems so new. All of it is up to you.
Groups of today, and actually two of my favorite groups of today, Missing Persons with Dale and Terry Bozzios, the Bozzios, and Fine Company. Great, one of rock and roll's greatest, maybe the greatest drummer in rock today.
Who?
Who? Ringo Starr, who else? And we heard Martha Davis and the Motels with a song that perhaps, unless you own the album, All 4-1, you may not be familiar with. It's very popular out in Los Angeles, and it's a good song, too. I mean, just because they say there aren't that many L.A. songs, but that is called So L.A., or as she does, So L.A., with that voice of hers, which is quite powerful. Right here on NEW-FM, I'm Mike Harrison. And
Lee, Teaneck, Hackensack, Englewood, Hasbrook Heights, Fairlawn.
These are places in Bergen County where handguns were used recently to...